I said, how many came expecting? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you. We praise you. We give you glory, God, that we're gathered in your name. And God, we know that that comes with an assurance, God, that you will be in the midst. So we praise you, God, for being in the midst, God. We honor your presence here right now. God, bless us. Give us ears to hear, heart to receive, God. Let your word come like it's never come before. Oh, God, let it connect the dots, God. Let it give us the missing information, God. We thank you right now, God, for power, God. Oh, God, being imparted to us through your word. In Jesus' name, we give you praise. We give you glory. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Somebody shout amen again. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to work around the communion table. Glory be to God. Amen. Before you be seated, give the Lord one more hand for his presence. We have an assurance. If we gather in his name, he's in the midst. Amen. Glory be to God. You may be seated. Glory be to God. Let's jump into the word today. I pray that you came to get blessed. We are in a new month. We are in the month of March. Everybody say March 2. Manifestation. Say it again. March 2. Manifestation. Glory be to God. This month we're going to be dealing with some things that will get us into manifestation. Because is it just me or does anybody want to see some results?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Got this recipe, got the ingredients, but the cake keeps coming out wrong. Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to God. So I got to find out what's missing, amen, and how to work this thing. Because as we're going to discover here, that God does want you to see manifestation of the word in your life. Amen.
Amen.
So let's throw out the mindset of that false humility.
Amen.
If you don't do anything else for me, I'll be all right. Let's throw that out. He said, ask that you may receive, that your joy may be full.
Right.
Oh, come on here. You going to be with me today? Amen. So he wants us. He wants us to be blessed. Amen. And he wants us to be able to produce the blessing in our life. So let's jump into this. Glory be to God. It's going to be a series of setting up some today is just going to be a setup of dealing with some foundational things. So that's why I call this title of this message, Footwork. Everybody say footwork. Yeah, so if you're going to be watching, the first thing we want to deal with is our footwork, amen, and get that in line, and then we go into some deeper things. In Joshua, our key verse, in Joshua 1 and 3, if you look along with me inside of your word, you'll find this text here. It says, every place the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have given you, as I said unto Moses. He rehearses something to Joshua that he said previously to Moses, and he said, every place that the sole of your foot tread upon, I'm going to give that to you.
Amen.
In saying that, I'm not going to give you where you don't walk, but I will give you where you do walk.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You can't have an area in the word where you don't walk.
Right.
But you can have that area where you're willing to walk.
That's right.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah, glory be to God. And he said, "In that, I'm going to give you every place that you walk." Now, notice the connection here. Where you put your foot, you're going to have manifestation.
Amen. Amen.
Everybody say, March
2,
manifestation.
Amen.
All right, let's deal with manifestation for a little bit. Glory be to God. Amen, amen. Romans 12 and 2. I'm going to just try to come down a little bit just to lay these principles out. Amen. I have to be not concerned about you shouting, more concerned about you receiving and getting this understanding, because this is some foundational principle that we got to get as believers. Amen. A lot of time we go to the shout point before we get the foundation point, and then we find out that our shout is short-lived because we don't have the foundation to sustain it. Amen. All right, Romans 12 and 2. Where's my reader at? Let's go. All right.
Do not be conformed to this world.
Now watch this now.
This age.
Mm-hmm.
Fashioned after and adapted to its external and superficial customs.
Now, the first thing is he's calling you to be different. Amen. Tell your neighbor, say, he called us to be different. Yeah, because you want different results. So since you want different results, he's called you to be different. Amen. And he's asking you not to model yourself after them. Now, they're going to get some results, but don't you let that be your model. All right, let's go ahead. Watch this now.
But be transformed.
Be transformed.
Changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and its new attitude, so that you may prove for yourselves what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Okay, wait a minute. Now, so in order for us to be transformed, I got to have a new ideas and new attitude. So today I'm coming with you with new ideas, new attitude towards the word. Amen. It's going to bring a change in your life if you receive it. And out of that change, you're going to be able to prove for yourself. I'm going to tell you better prove for yourself this works. It's one thing to have. It's one thing when the woman was at the well, she had a one-on-one with Jesus, and she was at the well with him, God blessed her life. She ran into the city, and she began to tell the men of the city, come see a man who told me everything about me. Is this not the Messiah? So, and she was so full of joy with it that they was convinced to go see, and they went to see Jesus for themselves. But then they came back after seeing